Welcome to Jumping the Turnstile. This is Timmy Taco. I am coming to you live from the Turnstile Studios. We are currently doing a Where Were You series where we recap a couple of the old episodes just in case you missed them. We just wanted to recap so that you could capture some of the old episodes without having to go back through the old library. So here we go. Let's go for it. Let's go for it now. And let's do it. Yes, let's go.
The following episode is dedicated to our loyal listeners in Turkey Cock Lane, Chalchester, Essex.
I'm Jess Bott.
I'm Timmy Taco.
Welcome to the Stees.
Stees again.
Thanks for listening once again.
Well, they're just starting to listen.
Again.
Do we say thanks for listening at the end, maybe?
Because well, it counts as a listen, even if you click
it's
on
pre,
it. So.
Pre, not post. Yeah?
Look, we'll figure it out in post.
Yeah.
Let's have this meeting afterwards.
We could.
You're right there over there,
yeah,
Tim.
Yeah, just get me mic all set up and ready to rock,
probably
you know?
Could have done that before the show.
We're trying to make it like, you know, like the people are actually in here. They can get the full experience of me turning this and adjusting
it's
that.
It's really annoying.
There you go. Shall we get into the episode?
Let's do this.
Okay, mic's set up. So, I don't know if it's community concern.
Lay it on me.
Well, I went to the letterbox the other day. There's all these things keep appearing in my letterbox. We had the scratchy cards, right?
Uh-huh.
You always get the real estate agent saying, "Want to sell your house? Give us a call.
I don't want to sell my house. Please stop calling this number."
Yeah.
Have you got a future letterbox? Is it some
I
sort of space-time continuum that you're putting this stuff
vortex
in there?
Vortex box. Oh, it's me in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
There was
so science?
There was that letterbox movie. She writes the letters and then
Kananu gets it, writes it back.
The lake house.
Lake house. Go. What's the timeline of that? Is he in front of her, behind her? I don't know.
I think if he...
He's trying to get behind her.
I think if she backs up to the one side of the
she's
going to
back up, all right.
And then he puts his finger in the slot.
Oh, in the letterbox.
Yeah.
That's a glory hole. So in my letterbox, because the real estate agents, they give you the thing, and it's fake handwritten font.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that?
I have.
Where you look at it, but you've got to look
fancy.
At it twice. And then maybe it's signed in pen. Maybe they've personally signed each one. So it's like the double convincing kind of thing. But I got a little piece of paper. And it's straight out of a notepad. It's a standard. It's a real piece of paper. Not a printed one. You know what I mean? With lines printed on it. Faux paper.
I understand what's happening here. Yes.
And this is handwritten. But actually handwritten.
Yeah, you don't see it too often.
No.
It's very neat.
It is. One spelling mistake, but they corrected it pretty quickly.
Ah, you see.
It's
the thing with paper.
That is the thing with handwritten.
Do you just start it all again, or do you get the liquid paper out?
Yeah, do you get the last word wrong 3 times in a row? But I'm saying if they've done one of these, they've done 100 of them because...
Well, I don't know what it says.
How many houses are they going to hit?
Let's
hear
it.
I'm saying, like, all of these are handwritten. It's not just my house.
So they don't own a printer or a photocopier or...
But they've kept it generic. It's pretty clear they don't know who I am.
Well, don't bury the lead. Let's hear what's going on.
Okay.
Dear Mr. or Mrs. Householders, we're happy to invite you to a convention presented online at jw.org.
So go there if you want to
check
it out.
There's a shout out.
There is no login or registry required. That was a spelling mistake. The event... Very encouraging and can strengthen our faith in God. The 2022 convention, we will learn how to pursue peace. Please feel free to log in and enjoy our special programs.
Didn't they just say there was no login?
Sincerely, thank you.
No name?
No name. Oh, it's from thank you.
Oh, from Jesus.
Sincerely yours, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
So, there you go. It's just a little bit of, it's a nice touch. I've read it. I've kept it. I've read it and I've kept it.
There's definitely handwritten, and they've had to write a lot of these out. I think they have. I think it's more. There's a personal feel with it.
It does. It does have a personal
feel.
Each
paper has been touched.
I've kept it. It's been on my fridge.
Now it's on the podcast.
And it's on the podcast. So, you know.
So are you going to go?
Maybe that's something they should do. Instead of using a handwritten font, handwrite it.
That's a lot of letters when you're the local member.
But it's a good touch. It's a good touch.
It's a nice touch. It's a nice touch. Will we see you at the convention?
Nope.
Well, that's that.
And now a word from our sponsors. The war is officially over, chaps. And while the enemy is scrambling to feed its starving millions, we can reap the benefits. Some of you brave fighting men may have lost an arm, a leg, or a testicle or two. Not to worry. Hand in your rotting and decaying limbs for your new and Empire-approved replacement limbs. Are they sturdy, you ask? Bet your bottom dollar they are. We've used a little British know-how. Over searing hot coals, we've fused onions, glue, and a little papier-mâché to bring you our best replacement limbs yet. Our replacement limbs will put that pep back in your step.
I'm going to read this because you're no good at it.
I dare you.
It's that I can't bloody read it. It's got pencil all over
it. I do think I need to go to the optometrist to get me our papers checked.
Mm.
There seems to be like a little bit of a fuzzy spot.
Mm. Oh, really?
At night when I'm watching TV. Right in the guts.
It is right in the...
It's actually like the floaty things on your eyeballs. I can see them more now.
During the day.
Means. I don't know what that means.
Mm. The ergon.
Guess I'll have to go to a doctor.
This is sent from the Department of Veteran Affairs.
Oh, I didn't know you served. Thanks for your service there, Timmy
yeah,
Targo.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, yeah.
You're DJing in the Navy, yeah?
I've actually DJed on an Army base. No, Naval base.
Huh?
The, what's that? That doesn't really matter.
I don't know.
But it was a massive.
Could have said anything.
Massive. Yeah, okay. Navy base. Down the Mornington Peninsula somewhere.
Got it.
Okay, so they've sent out to the old vets, Dad being an old vet,
right?
Just to get everybody up to date with COVID-19. Now I know we don't really talk about it on the show. Never even mentioned it. I haven't. Really.
Not really.
If we have mentioned it, we've just COVID
under the
breath.
Just so is this a new piece of document?
Well, it's fairly recent, July.
Okay. And I thought we were winding down the whole COVID shit.
Well, look, they're still trying to scare the oldies.
Got it.
Right? And then just as a bit of a proof for that, we're just going to take a little bit of a count on how many times they mentioned illness, and then we'll work out if they're trying to be my mind, your mind, okay. Mind meld.
This is right? The perfect music for the doctor's office?
Sure. It's the waiting room music. Okay.
COVID-19 oral antiviral medicine information for veteran community.
So what you're dinging when we hear
medicine or COVID-19?
Okay, can you do it in a pirate voice? Like keep it boat related.
It's quite
COVID-19.
19.
Medicines to treat COVID-19 are available for people at higher risk of becoming unwell from COVID-19. You might be eligible to receive medicine to treat COVID-19 if you develop COVID-19 for the first time or become reinfected with COVID-19. Talk to your GP about whether you should have a plan in place to use. Maybe use one of these medicines if you become unwell with COVID-19. These medicines work best if taken as soon as possible. Call your GP to arrange a telehealth appointment for your medicine if you are confirmed to have COVID-19.
I haven't said anything yet.
No, they're just...
There's some medicine if you're feeling sick.
Medicine, COVID-19, medicine.
Rather many people have questions about these new medicines and may not have access to them.
How? They're giving them to everyone.
DVA is providing you with an attached veteran's mates information sheet.
Oh, mates information.
Mates. Oh. That's in
the... Ship mates.
Veteran mates. Yeah, okay.
Army mates.
Oh, that's the Veterans Medicine Advice and Therapeutics Education Services Program. mates.
Oh, there
mates,
you go.
Mates per.
COVID-19 oral antiviral medicine information, which explains what you should do if you get COVID-19 and how the new antiviral medicines can help you access this information. Veteran mates to give you your healthcare team and most up-to-date health and medicines information.
If you would prefer, blah, 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 and it just goes on. So that's on this page. We had 9 COVIDs and 10 medicines.
Now, when they say medicines, are they talking about what are they calling it? Vaccine?
Is it
a vaccine or is it a medicine?
They say medicines, but are they just talking about brands?
The brand medicine.
Yeah, you got your...
Give us a look at this.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, like, if... I know we're not getting sent letters like that.
No.
They're obviously doing it
for the
old...
We're never in the Navy.
No, but it's for the old blokes to be worried about their COVID-19.
Medicines to treat COVID-19.
it's very hard to do.
It's very long. So, there you go. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, don't put it out there. Keep it inside and wear a mask and don't spread it.
It's just very interesting how many times they find it necessary. There is another page.
There is.
2 pages. And
do you want me just to get the tally?
No, I've got the tally.
For that one?
Yeah, it's...
Well, this one's a different tally.
Okay, read the tally out.
Well, page 1,
yep.
You've got COVID-19... a whopping 14 times, and medicine only coming in at 6. And then on the next page, COVID-19, 12 times, and then medicine, only 10 times, or 10 times.
Oh, my God.
So that's a lot of those 2 words, because I don't want to hear that ding again.
No, fair enough. It's a lot. It's a lot to take in. Poor buggers are getting scared out there. Don't be scared.
No.
Your heroes. Your veterans, your heroes.
Once were warriors.
Yeah.
And as I said, thank you for your service.
And protect the oldies because we need them.
4 square meals a day in the Navy.
Really?
Yeah. You got to get there.
G'day, I'm Randall and this is me Mrs. Shazza. Have you just lost a loved one? Don't know what to do about it? You don't have to, because at Bogan Funerals, we can get rid of that problem for you. Did you know our competitors charge up to $35,000 just for the removal and service and burial?
Fuck that.
That's right. If you're like me, you need the extra dosh. For the necessities in life. You know, bongs, Woodstock burbs, acid wash jeans. Just because some prick's dead on at your time doesn't mean you should be put out. Here at Bogan Funerals, we collect the stiff, take it to an undisclosed location, and let's just say the rest is history. Make sure you take advantage of our package deals. Didn't like the prick anyway deal, $29.99. Get rid of this shit for me, $35.99. And our exclusive discount package, the Couldn't Give a Toss, where we toss the prick straight off the Balti Bridge for an amazing $13.95. Come and see us at our exclusive funeral director hotspot out front of the Fang and Fish and Greasy Shop, 9:45, Saturday night. Remember, don't be fucking late. That's all from me, and that's all from Shazza.
I know you love a riddle or a detectoring.
Yeah. Detectives.
See if you can answer some of these riddles.
I say that I like them, but I'm not good at them.
You're not very good at it.
No.
Number 1.
Mm-hmm.
The more you take away, the more I become. What am I?
Water.
All right, let's fucking reveal answer.
The more you take away, the more I become.
The more you take
oxygen
away, the more I become. Okay, let's have a look. Reveal answer.
Water or oxygen?
No, it's a hole.
Oh, okay.
No.
A whole lot of what?
Empty. Oh. A whole lot of empty.
Mm.
Going to get a ding on that.
Okay.
Actually, stop doing that.
Okay.
It's very loud. Number 2 with the bullet. What belongs to you, but other people use it more than you?
Oh, all my stuff.
Everything you own.
Say it again.
What belongs to you, but other people use it more than you?
Your face.
I would say your name.
Okay.
The reveal answer? Your name.
Yep. Okay.
Well, that's good. That's one.
That's your face.
I make two people out of one. What am I?
I make
two people out of one. What am I? A mother. Yeah, okay. A mirror.
Ah. Topical.
Is it? What? Number four. First I am dry, then I am wet. The longer I swim, the more taste you get. What am I?
A duck.
First I'm dry, then I'm wet. The longer I swim, the more taste you get. What am I?
A duck.
Okay.
Or a fish.
A tea bag.
Ew. I don't want one of them.
I'm drinking heaps of tea.
Like, my guesses are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they're not the answer, but...
They're guesses. Yeah. Definitely.
I guess
number five. I am the beginning of the end. And the end of time and space. What am I? I'm the beginning of the end. And the end of time and space. What am I?
Jesus. Or Q from Star Trek.
Oh, gotcha. Ah, I said it.
What?
I gotcha. I said it like 150 times in the last episode. I swore to God that I wouldn't say it this episode.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were saying what it was. I gotcha. No.
Sorry about that.
Well, what's your guess?
I didn't. The letter E is the answer. I am the beginning of the end and the end of time and space. What am I?
Okay.
You fuckers.
Yeah. That's something you need to write down. You know, you have it in front of you, and then you start to say, What is it?
I need an answer, otherwise, the walls are going to start closing in on us. It feels like the walls are closing in on me, actually, with this segment.
Another one. Give us another.
All right. Number six.
Two more.
I have two hands, but I cannot scratch myself. What am I?
Obese.
Okay. I would say a. Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Clock.
I have two hands, but I cannot say.
Clock.
Yeah. A clock.
There. He's got it. Yes.
Practice, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They have no flesh nor bone, yet they have fingers and thumbs of their own. What are they? They have no flesh nor bone, yet they have fingers and thumbs of their own. What are they?
Fingers and thumbs. What else has thumbs?
Oh, yeah.
Emoticons. I know what it is.
A glove.
Ah. Is that your guess?
That was my answer, yeah.
Okay. And?
Yeah. Gloves.
Yeah. Ah, there you go.
Yeah, let's. You can scroll on.
Okay. Is this ready to go?
Scroll down and then you press reveal when you want the answer.
Okay. What has toes but no feet or legs?
Toes, but no feet or legs. Toes.
Toes?
Toesy toes.
It's tomato.
Oh, don't wordplay me.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
My brain just went completely blank.
What
there.
Is more useful when it is broken?
A marriage.
Yes, for some it would be, wouldn't it? What is more useful when it is broken?
An egg.
Okay, yeah, an egg's good. Let's have a little reveal of the answer. An egg.
Ah, he's correct. Yes, he's done. Right. Yeah.
I know you told me not to do it, but...
That's fine.
There you go. There you go. How'd you do at home? Call in and let us know.
If you can come up with any segment ideas, please write in to Turn Some Americans.
So we're back.
Did we go anywhere?
Yeah, well, did we? Or didn't we? Had a coffee, had a break, freshen up, looked at the news.
This
is what you really don't want to happen. And I think it's because I've never been in the corporate world. We sort of need Danos for this one.
Mm.
Because people are at their desks all the time. You learn to ignore them.
How do they get anything done?
How do they get anything done is the real question. Well, because you're not looking at the cubicles and knowing who's down there, because you just want to get out of there for the day, don't you?
But you're
stuck. It's Friday. It's a long weekend. Oh no, it's a double long weekend. Okay, you got you don't have to come back till Wednesday.
Wow.
Right? Friday. So we're going away, we're going camping.
Yeah.
Forget about who's at work. Like these guys did. Because when they came back, there was a dude dead at his desk. He'd been there for 5 days.
A dead desk dude.
A dead desk dude.
For days.
From cubicle 7048. Somewhere. He was in there for 5 days. Dead at the desk. Before anyone asked if he was feeling okay.
Well,
he was long gone.
He's probably known for his naps. Oh, I'm just having a kip.
Well, he was employed as a proofreader for a New York firm for about 30 years. And he had a heart attack. He must have been reading and they're just like, oh,
he's having a snooze.
He's looking down at his booko.
He's
really burning the midnight oil, you know, working late.
Don't wake my friend. He's dead tired. That's yes, commando. So, commando.
There was commando. He just, you know, slipped away. Nobody noticed until 5 days later when they all came back to work.
I could smell him.
And
jeez, he was, you got
he
in
was
early.
Always George. Now, nah, well, this is the thing. George was always the first guy.
There you go.
In each last morning, last to leave at night,
and no one liked
classic
talking to
story.
Him.
Classic story. Nah, he's not carpooling either end.
No wife. He's married to the job.
He's married to the job.
Here's
or
the thing
he does have a wife he doesn't like, and he's got to get out of there as quick as possible and get there as late as he can. At home.
Yeah. Office work, right? Okay. I'd like it if you could just go, these are your assignments for the day. As soon as you get this Penske file done, you can go home.
Yeah, you're out. Yeah.
I think that would be a better structure.
Yeah, and everybody gets the same wage.
That's communism.
Yeah. But I guess the moral of the story is don't work too hard. Nobody even cares anyway.
No.
Nobody will even notice.
They won't notice, and they probably didn't even have a cake.
Where's his fucking promotion after 5 days? You've been here all weekend, Larry. Good job over there. You must have read at least 4,000 books proofreading over there.
Larry. Hey, Larry. Larry, let me give you some advice. And they just keep talking at him. He doesn't respond. And they just keep walking.
Yep. That's right. He's got a stack of work on his desk. They keep piling the work on there. He's like,
you know what I'm hearing?
He's in the zone.
Weekend at Bernie's 3.
Oh, there you go. Oh, 7.
7. Ah, yeah.
In the office now with Bernie. Bernie's weekend at work.
We'll workshop it. I don't have anything just off the top of my head. I'll brainstorm my ideas with the whole
Bernie thing. But there you go. There you go. No one notices.
Yeah, office work.
Corporate
office
wheel.
Work, yeah.
Corporate wheel, mate.
Look, I got wetted off again today.
Mm.
You know, rain.
But it's organic.
It is.
See?
It's like you get to go home.
It's earthly.
It's a bonus.
Mm.
Even though it's my business.
It's the elements.
I've got to go, look, I can't work in this, Jeff.
Mm.
You know?
I mean, the only elements he's got is the warm glow of his monitor.
Jeff.
Or the chilling cool breeze of the AC.
Sorry, yeah.
On 436.
Poor Larry.
Mm. Feel sorry for the dude.
Didn't even get that watch, the Rolex at the retirement.
Would he turn stiff as a board by then?
I think rigor mortis has set in.
You reckon?
I believe so.
So he's forever stuck in a working pose.
Now that's funny. For the funeral, I mean.
Okay, yeah. Just sit him up at a desk.
He was married to his job.
And so we buried him in a desk with his favorite chair and mouse pad.
It writes itself.
It does, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Okay, there you go. 5 days. Oh, God.
Yeah, take a break.
Take a holiday.
Have some family there.
Have a Kit Kat.
Have a friend that's going to be looking for you after 2 days.
Yeah,
you
the mailroom guy.
Nothing lined
up. The gals down at the typing pool.
The internet nerds that you're going to play your video games with.
Security guard. The janitor.
Your mum.
Mm.
Your dog. Oh, the dog's dead.
Okay.
No one fed the dog.
Oh, that dog's dead, yeah. 6 days.
There's a bone zone alert.
The bone zone.
The bone zone!
So science.
Sure is.
AI, it's getting smarter and smarter every day.
Creepier and creepier by the minute.
It does, but the question always remains.
Can we fuck it? Soon enough, Tim.
It can fuck you, even if you're the boss, the CEO of Facebook. What's his name? Mark Zuckerberg.
The owner.
Who's actually in charge of the chatbot, AI chatbot, the latest technology. It's like the most advanced. It's the most realistic conversation you can have with an AI. It's like used for... You're on the phone, you're asking it questions like, you know...
Where's my bloody tax gone?
And it'll communicate.
Why can't I access my bank account?
It'll communicate through a data bank of many pre-programmed algorithms.
Got it.
So, basically, someone's put in the question, what do you think of Mark Zuckerberg?
Mm.
And it's basically... described him. It called this, the AI called Mark Zuckerberg, creepy and manipulative.
A robot voice, please.
Creepy and manipulative.
And says his business practices are
not always ethical, but so, bizzle, bizzle, but.
So he even gets it.
Or he even cops it.
They get it.
Yeah.
Good.
Is it just saying, is that like, are you threatening me?
Have you seen the Zuckerberg videos of him talking about smoking meat with his mate?
Smoking meat.
Yeah, just I'm a natural, normal guy. I like smoking meats. Okay. And he says smoking meats maybe 60 or 70 times.
Is that a...
Yeah, sure is.
Smoking meats.
And he's very creepy looking.
Very robotic.
I think the ooze...
He's more... You'd think that it might even turn out that the AI is actually Mark Zuckerberg and he's the robot. He's the AI. I think
that's more than likely. He seems like, but there's nothing behind the eyes.
The dead eyes.
He's got those.
Does that just mean he's a sociopath?
The black ooze.
The black, yeah.
From X-Files.
Mm. So, the host. He's the host. The body's the host.
I think he is.
Very robotic. Very robotic. Very futuristic.
I think the parasite that gets into all these people, I think it's a...
Facebook.
Well, just as the rich people.
Oh, okay.
I think it's once you get to around about 25 million, maybe 50, you're hitting that peak.
Yeah.
That's when you get infected by the black ooze and it changes you.
Mm.
For whatever you were setting Facebook
takes
up.
Takes over your brain.
You know, you're setting it up to be all this.
It's a good plot for a horror movie though, isn't it? The black ooze gets in. The black ooze is the AI. It gets into the host. It leaves the computer. It's kind of like Weird Science meets
I think it feeds X-Files. It feeds off bank accounts, ones and zeros. And so the richer you are, the
and
more
you know, there's no more ones and zeros anywhere than in a bank. That's where the ones and zeros go.
There's no gold or silver backing.
No, it's just ones and zeros.
Everything they've loaned out. China's copping that at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah, a lot of their banks.
Politics.
Can't access your money.
You're right.
Doubt the website.
You don't need it.
Website's down for servicing.
Computer literally says no, but very, very eloquently now.
Astute. he knows the AI. Maybe we are the AI.
Yeah, maybe this is all a simulation. Yes. That movie, Back to the Future 2. what's the other? Lawnmower Man. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. Classic standard.
Didn't really turn out to be that kind of future.
Oh, no. When you actually go into the computer.
Yeah, no. We're going there. We're getting there. VR.
But when you go into the computer, why is all that you can see all the circuitry and stuff? Why don't they just...
Yeah, skip that bit.
Skip it.
Because it's loading. It's like loading it. It's like when you... That's why I don't understand with the new Nintendo Minis where they're emulating the old machines, yet they're still loading time?
Load time.
How? Why?
Why? When? Which?
Why?
What? Who?
Well, the AI is coming. It's coming. And it's coming through you.
Yes.
Today.
Oh,
the listener.
Well, I can't hardly wait.
Well, you don't have to.
It's here.
We cut the wait in half.
Hey, everyone. We are live from my backyard, where I am smoking a brisket and some ribs. A brisket on the big guy, and some ribs, pork ribs, on the green egg. So I'm looking forward to meat fibers. You know, the thing about smoking meat is that it does consume a lot of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce and a lot of meats, but it gets such a good smoky flavor. Right now I got ribs in there, so that's meat fibers. What happened with the gray shirt? You know, it's a weekend, man. It's a weekend. I wear the gray shirt either when I'm going to work or during the weekday. And the idea is I don't want to really have to spend much time thinking about what I'm wearing, but for the weekends, I figure, you know, gotta have some fun. So I actually have the same shirt in other colors, and I wear those on the weekends. So I figure that I'd break out the purple one today. While I was smoking meats earlier in the day, I started doing a triathlon. I swam about 20 miles, and I biked about a mile, and then I had to go deal with my Wi-Fi hotspot inside the house, so I had to abort the triathlon. I'm sitting here smoking these meats and a Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. That is going on the ribs in probably just a minute. You're actually cooking at a pretty low temperature. It's about 200 to 225 degrees, and the key is you cook it for a long period of time. So you get meat like a brisket. You want to break down all the collagen in between the meat fibers. So you're keeping it in there for a long time, and it's just melting down and getting more and more tender, and it's going to be delicious. Smoked salmon is good, but I have to say it's not quite as good as brisket and ribs. Although, you know, the thing that really makes it good, and I think half of the joy is that things taste better with Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. I actually was not previously aware that there were multiple kinds of Sweet Baby Ray's. I guess the original is got to be the best. All right, so how many of you guys are eating brisket and ribs tonight? We have just applied the Sweet Baby Ray's to the meat. Grill Talk is winding down. The Sweet Baby Ray's and the brisket need to be eaten. Thank you guys all for tuning in. I guess I'll catch you on our next installment of Grill Talk.
Yeah, so last Saturday, went down to yoga and got me Kundalini cleaned out. Got it flushed right out.
Got it scraped right out.
Yeah, scraped right off me. Yeah.
Ugh. How'd you go?
It's been a while.
Gassy?
No, that's Cassie. That's my wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah.
It turns out I didn't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it anymore.
Why not?
Well, when we used to do yoga, we did it at Mum and Dad's house.
Yep.
And we had a friend who was a yoga teacher.
Instruct us. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a bit more personal. And she could come around and tell you, look, you're not downward
just
dogging.
Just put your ass
enough.
Higher up.
Higher. Salute the sun.
Folded. Yep.
pull a reverse scorpion into Ralph mouth.
Hard pose.
Yeah.
Hard pose.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, okay. So
a lot of lying down.
Really?
For starters.
Okay.
Feel that stretch. Feel okay. That stretch. Stretch your legs.
Think about this one.
Yeah. Get into the rhythm.
Okay.
I just like a stretch.
Okay.
I don't need my chakras cleaned out.
I
really
don't. Yeah. Don't touch your chakra.
Yeah. Stay away from it.
Mm.
It gets itchy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you're fooling around with it all the time.
You
it just flares up.
Strike a pose.
Yeah, I wanted to do right.
The Madonna.
Stick your leg up in the thing. Stand there with your head, hands up, and see if you can balance there.
Hold the pose.
But it was a lot of groundwork, and she was going such a rapid rate that it was struggling to keep up. Like, because then I'm looking around. Now here's the thing.
Yep.
All right. Only bloke in the class. Where do you go? First timer.
At the back.
Ah, exactly. Back corner.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be on show.
Does that mean that you're back there to look at all the women and they can't? None of them can see what you're seeing?
No, well, I don't play it like
that. Is
that
threatening?
Well, I find it uncomfortable.
Mm.
I found it uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like doing your audition tape.
It is. It is. But I didn't like the... All right, well, I haven't done it for years, and I have to look up. I have to see what
the next movie
she's doing.
Yeah,
because I'm not. I don't know what
she says. Right, now we're going to do the reverse Spider-Man.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So I had to look at it, looking up, and then I'm not relaxing like this bloody underwater music.
Yeah. Okay. So it was a bit. How many people in the class?
Oh, it was a good 16.
Too many.
Yeah.
It's too many.
16 peeps.
Yeah. 8, you want?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she can keep your eyes on you.
Everyone.
Because I was doing this bloody, these things. Yeah. Back and then, snake pose.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
The child snake pose. And I reckon I did myself a mischief.
Oh,
in
right.
My spine.
Maybe you should have laid there for longer thinking about stretching.
Should have. Should have.
I haven't done it for a while. It's yeah, okay. Well, you know, is there a meditation at the end to
Well, this is the word. Yeah, close your eyes and downward facing dog. Boy.
Calm blue eyes.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, ringing the bells and stuff and ding. And this is at the end of the class.
Yeah.
You keep your heads down. Heads down. Thumbs up. And I did feel the presence of someone around me. Right. I thought that's weird.
Okay.
Someone. Someone right there. Up there.
Yeah. And it's one of the 17 women, yeah.
When I awakened from my slumber,
yeah.
There was a little angel card in front of me, face down.
Okay.
And we all got to flip it up and see
what
angel
thing was.
Card.
Yeah. What is it? He keeps hands in pockets.
Feels cocky all day.
Feels cocky all day.
No. Confucius say, man with hand in his pocket feels cocky all day.
Okay, gotcha.
Which is also another pose.
That's inspirational.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And it was free. I got free.
But you were saying
class,
she was moving rapidly. Is it like dancer size but yoga size, where you're moving through the moves too quickly?
Well,
like
when
it's
you're
a
doing,
dance routine.
Well, yeah, but when you're doing the Watutsi.
Yeah,
it's a hand, head, and leg move all at once, and you go.
Is that a dance or a yoga pose?
I'm not quite sure anymore. What's happening? Well, I just know that when you're going from and then up, a salute, breathe out, go back down, grab your legs,
yeah,
that's
okay.
One. Now, you know, and we're doing reps.
Oh, you're doing reps, yoga reps,
felt like reps.
Okay. Yep.
I think I might just stick with the, I tried the,
video
call
games.
That? Pilates.
Video games.
Video games are good, yeah. They're really good. Slay the Dragon
one. I'll just quickly say that with video games, trying to relax the other day, doing the same thing. It's my chill out time. Got a new game, and it's one of these games, first person, and I haven't played a first person shooter game for a long time.
Mm.
Not very relaxing at all.
No, highly stressful.
And 5 minutes in, crook in the guts, motion sickness.
Is it?
Yeah. Didn't feel good at all.
So,
took a good 20 minutes to get over it.
Were you playing?
I feel a bit bloody crook.
POV?
Yeah,
so,
POV.
You know, so you got to have the character in front of you. And so it's,
I don't think I can change the angle.
Ooh, that's crook.
It is crook. And then went back to it thinking, oh, it must have just been having an off day. And went back, sure enough. Sick in the guts.
Yeah, it must mean you're old.
So it's, yeah, but it just means that you need the right type of thing to relax properly. Your yoga didn't relax you.
No, it didn't.
My video game didn't relax me. We need something else.
I like sleeping.
That's a good one.
Really good.
I do that every day.
Most of the day.
Unfacts.
Mysteries. Welcome to Mytheries. This one's
with you.
This one's more of my sort of concept or conspiracy concept.
Okay.
Maybe it's the truth.
Well, that fits into the category, I reckon.
Yeah, sure. It's got to do with YouTube.
Right. Hit me with it.
Well, I think they might be...
Satanic.
Or are you trying to finish
pedophiles.
My...
Sandwiches. Sentences.
I think that they might be... giving us these videos of these really well-to-do YouTubers, Mr. Beasts, your PewDiePies, and your whatnots. And they're the very, they get a lot of money, these.
They are getting a lot of cash.
Like, you watch these videos of how much money I made from this video.
Yeah.
And he made $52,000, Scottish dollars, because he's in Scotland.
Okay.
For, I think it had just over a million views.
Right.
So he's getting 52 grand, that's a year's wage, for one video.
Right. How much is the video costing him?
Well, the video was about renovating a tiny home. Okay. So he did have to buy the tiny home.
And renovate it.
And renovate it. But like, so the first video made him over
30?
Yeah, 30. It's cheaper over there as well.
Yeah.
But it's a tiny home as well.
Sure.
So, and then you've got these Mr. Beast. He's getting 40 million views per video sometimes.
Yeah, so
he just reached 100 million subscribers.
109, I think.
So it's up there.
109.
Only on 9.
109.
But I think he might be a CIA operative because his mum was in the army.
Was she?
And she, they did grow up on a
military base.
I think so.
Okay.
But his mum definitely used to be in the army.
So you're sniffing MK Ultra?
Yeah, MK Ultra. You've got your Fox Mulder, where
Project Beast,
Mr. Beast. Yeah,
yeah,
is okay. Put in there to make us all think. Oh, you know, put your life up on YouTube. Spend all your time and money uploading videos because you're definitely gonna make it.
Yeah. Trust me. Wink, wink. Did you say wink or actually wink? Do I think that I'll say that as well?
I was kind of wondering if we could turn this into...
Yeah, have at it.
This show.
Okay, how are we going to do
it? The Stees. Turn it into a YouTube. We'll animate it. We'll get AI. Because doesn't the AI do that now? Just makes up
everything.
Shows and stuff?
Yeah, everything. Speeches.
So we'll put this script into a computer and then it'll spit out the episode.
A million. Oh, you know what you should do? You should be able to have a program where you can type in, like, it's got settings. You can go set it to Mr. Beast, and it gives you a clickbait thumbnail.
Oh,
it gives you
a title.
Titles. Mm. You know, cut in the same way. Like, it's edited to
Mr.
Beast. Well,
it works because the vegan teacher, this is a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes at people, and she came at Mr. Beast. She's coming at Mr. Beast all the time. Because, you know, instead of getting Joey Chestnut to eat all these hot dogs and pizzas.
Which is gross.
It's disgusting. But why aren't you giving the money straight to the poor? And it just doesn't make sense. It's stupid. But this is the thing. Anytime,
because I'm a businessman.
Anytime she mentions Mr. Beast in the title, it's her biggest videos.
Yeah, because philanthropists traditionally don't give to the poor.
No, they take
away, don't they?
Mostly.
Usually. Well, usually. It's a full circle. The money's coming back to us, don't worry. It's like
laundering.
Hollywood. Oh. You know, you put 50 grand of dirty money in, you hide it, you say it would cost 100 million, so you've already hidden it, and then it generates 300 million. It's not only cleaning your money, it's this guy's really paying out.
Yeah. Well, so, and it works the other way as well. Like if you need to get a tax write-off, you make a shit movie
that flops,
a failure.
Yeah.
I think that's what Springtime for Hitler was about. What was that show? Right, yeah.
Right.
that's
I don't know it.
Yeah, it's a musical.
Is this news review now? Did you watch it?
I can't remember. No, I never watched it.
Okay. Enough with the Hitler.
It's comedy.
Mel
Brooks. Play.
Right.
I can't remember what it's called.
Right. The producers.
That's it.
Is it?
Yeah. There you go.
And so
they produce this movie that's obviously going to flop, Springtime for Hitler.
Yeah.
And it goes really well.
It goes.
And so they make money, and I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's when I sort of tuned out.
Right.
But it could be, don't be trusting all these TikTokers. Showing their life up on the screen 24 hours a day.
There's more to it.
Work
MK Ultra.
Work. Yeah, you got to go.
You're being MK Ultra.
I have been. I've been watching a lot of YouTube.
Mm.
It's making me want to get a piece of the action.
Yeah, I think that's what it's for, isn't it? You talk make money.
It's
like
16 cents a view.
But you got to do horrible, horrible things. There's no way into the rich world without breaking a few eggshells of heads, if you will.
Yeah, you got to really put your opinions out there.
Yeah, you got to walk through the door that they offer you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Do you hear me?
I've heard about it.
You've heard about the door?
Yes.
Behind the blue door, Elvis, MK Ultra.
It's green door though.
Green, blue.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it's possible.
It is possible. There you go. Well, it's just something to myth over. Have a good myth about.
Just myth all over it, mate. Don't you worry.
Oh, you
that.
Mythed all right.
I'll myth again. When myth, given the chance.
You're mything the point.
Oh, am I doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is a flashback. Yeah. It's flashback music too.
Did I ever tell you about the time?
Yeah. Kids, have I ever told you about the time I called up Triple J and when Dr. Carl was on it?
Oh, that's where the science guy that people call up. This is for our international.
Every Thursday or some such.
Science guy. You call up, ask him questions.
What if you put Dr. your finger...
Dr. Carl knows everything.
Yeah, and he doesn't.
Nah.
So I called up. I was a young carpenter on the job.
On site,
and one of the boys, I said, I've got a question. He goes, well, call up. And I went, all right, I'm going to call up.
Yeah, fuck it.
Because it was a space edition.
Oh, yeah.
And some NASA guy was never a straight answer.
Yeah.
Was on there. So I called up. And they obviously, it was a bit comical, the question. So I think I came on like semi-last. So I was waiting on hold. And I said, to the operator, like, well, she goes, what's your question? Yeah. I said, well, if it was cost effective, could you send a cow up into space? And because it's a really cold, it's like a fridge, and it's a vacuum, you always hear about the vacuum of space, what would happen to the meat? Would it like freeze dry and jerky?
Yeah.
And then if you could keep it away from the sun, like, how long would that meat store for?
Yeah, okay. Fair question.
He didn't take too kindly to it.
What do you mean?
He sort of... Dr. Carl went along with it, but the NASA guy, he just sort of, well, it's a bit of a silly question, blah, blah, blah. I guess it would freeze dry.
Why wouldn't you ever think of that? That could solve, like, all these...
When you got too many cows... Wow! Up in space.
Send them all up there.
Send them up there.
For the future generations. It's the cow bell.
Well, we've heard about the cheese caves.
Yes.
You know? Yep, we've talked about that before.
Storing the cheese in the caves.
For years.
Yeah.
Army cheese.
And that's in the ground. The vacuum of space.
Oh, it's going to be chilling.
Mm.
But here's the thing. I don't think he liked the answer or the question because it's
sort of... He didn't have the
answer. Well, he didn't have the answer, but also... Is this what's happening to these astronauts when they go on their spacey spacewalks?
Aren't they eating space jerky space stuff?
Yeah, I thought it'd go along with
space food.
Space food, yeah. But you can have meat up there.
And then you could just pull a steak in.
And you know the sun's really hot, so you just put the steak up on the window and it cooks her up.
Yeah, because it's hotter up there because there's no protective layer. Surely. Yeah. Surely. I mean, that makes sense.
It does make total sense. But this would...
You got shunned.
I got shunned, but it would have led me to the next question. So, all right, the space suits, how insulated are they?
Nah, he's deflecting.
Because if it's a vacuum, right, wouldn't you get out there and your suit would just go...
Yeah, or you turn to jerky.
Straight away.
Yeah. What's stopping you from what's stopping you from jerking in space?
Well, the gloves.
Yeah, okay. I think it's a fair question.
And then I stopped listening because every week it's the same shit. Where do dreams come from?
I don't know.
I'll have to look that up on for next week.
If there's any dream specialists, call in.
I heard a dream.
That never works. We try it here on the podcast.
We try
all the time.
Dream segments.
No one ever calls in. We don't have a live line.
Yeah,
I don't know when to call
it's on
in.
The list. I've got a spare phone. Apparently, you can just do it on Google. There's a phone you can just get, and people could
it's
actually
gotta be live.
No. You leave messages.
Oh,
so the listeners would leave messages.
Right.
And they could ask questions about space.
Yeah.
And we'll fail to answer them as well.
Yeah, well, we'll have time to look them up. So what's that number?
999.
Only on
999.
Now. Well, we did it. Thank you for listening. See, I said you'd do it at the end. to do the thank you. Thank you at the end. They have had listened to the episode.
If you've listened right up to now, you're a true fan of the show.
You're a true listener. And that's what we like. We like listeners. So keep on listening on.
I'm Jez. I was just going to wrap you up there.
Do it.
I'm Jez Bot.
I'm Timmy Taco.
See you next week.
Yes.
And if you'd like to enjoy all of our episodes, you can go through our back catalogue on Spotify or any of your local podcast apps. I think that's how you say it. Every once in a while we'll jump in and do a recap. So you don't have to necessarily go through the back catalogue if you don't like, because we'll probably regurgitate all of our old stuff. But yeah, anyway, that's how it is. That's how it's going to be. Goodbye.